Paragimel Mishnah Zion. Tefach al tefach al rum tefach miruba. If you have a space which is a square tefach, a tefach high, a tefach across, and a tefach deep, maybe as a tuma, it has the ability to bring tuma. Meaning, if you have a mace under that, and then you have something which is tahar under that, then it'll carry the tuma onto the other thing. And also the chaytzis with neatuma. It'll also be a chatzitza. So therefore, if you have such a area which is a tefach by a tefach underneath a house, and you have a house on top of it, and there's tuma in the lower area, the tuma will not go up into the house because it's contained by the area which is a tefach by a tefach. Ketzad, how does this work out? Bib shehu kamor tachas abayis. If you have a gutter or some sort of a drainage or a sewage system which is running underneath the house, yesh by peseach tefach. If it itself has the tefach by a tefach. It also has an outlet somewhere, which is also the size of a square tefach. Then we say as follows: if you have tuma inside the gutter area underneath the house, habayis tahar. The bayis is tahar. Why? Because the tuma is not going to go up into the house since you have a tefach area. Tuma bebayis, and if you have tuma in the house, masha b'teichay tahar. What's inside of it is tahar, meaning the tumah is not going to go down. We don't consider this as part of the floor of the house, rather it's a separate area because it's a tefach by a tefach. Shederech hatumah lotzeis bein darka likoneis. Because the rule with tumah is, if there's a way for the tumah to get out, the tumah is going to go outwards. It's not going to try to go into enclosed areas. Yesh by peseach tefach. What if this area underneath the house is a tefach by a tefach, but the ein b'yitziyase peseach tefach, but it has no area to escape, which is a peseach tefach? Then we say as follows: hatuma b'seicha. If there's tuma inside of it, inside the gutter area, then habayis tamei. The bayis is tamei because since there's no way for the tuma to leave, since there's no area of a tefach leaving it, therefore the tuma goes up from the gutter area, from the sewage area, up into the house. However, tuma bebayis, if there's tuma in the house, masha besecher tahar, what's inside of it is going to be tahar, because the bib would still be a chatzitza, and the doors of the house would allow the tuma to leave. Shederech ha-tuma lotzeis ve'en derech darka li'kaneis, and it's not the derech of the tuma to try to find areas inside the house to go into. Ein by peseach tefach. What if this bib, this area under the house, does not have a tefach by tefach? Ve'ein by yitziyase peseach tefach. And at the same time, there's also no way for the tuma to escape. Then the rule is tuma b'seicher. If there's tuma inside this area under the house, habayis is tamei. The house is tamei because the tuma goes up. Whereas tuma b'bayis, if there's tuma in the house, masha b'seicher tamei. Then what's in the area under the house is also tamei because since it's not large enough, we consider it part of the karka of the bayis, part of the floor of the house. And everything is going to become tummy. Now, this halacha of tefach by a tefach is echad chor shecharuhu mayim oish ratzim. Whether this hole or open area was carved out by water that was running, or whether it was animals that carved it out, oish achalatu malachas, or if, let's say, it was chemically carved out due to high amounts of salt, v'chein marbech shalavanim. Same halacha of a tefach by tefach would apply by a stack of stones, that if you have a whole pile of stones, and in the pile of stones you have an area of a tefach by a tefach, v'chein sevar shal kairis, and so if you have an area where you're stacking beams, and you have in between the beams a tefach by a tefach, the same halacha of tuma would apply. Rabbi Huda says, kol oil shein asu b'dei adam einai oil. He says, I know, if a human being didn't make the oil, it's not an oil. So therefore, if water carved out that oil underneath the house, and there was tumah underneath it, the tumah would go up, because that's not considered a significant ayel to protect the house. Umayda, but Rabbi Yehuda would agree, b'shkifin of a siloyim, when it comes to these large crevices or tunnels that are so large that a human would use them for himself, for his own usage, that would be considered a ayel to be matzil from tumah. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Migdal shehu oymed ba'avir. If you have a enclosed area, like a box or a closet or a chest, which is outdoors. Tuma b'seichai, if there's tuma inside the chest, kelim sheba'av yei tahayim, kelim which are in the thickness of the walls of the chest are tahar. So we're talking about a chest which has a large interior, and the walls of the chest are quite thick, and there's sections that are open in the walls of the actual chest. So if there's tumah in the main body of the chest, and you have some kelim which are tucked into the thickness of the wall of the chest, then those kelim are going to be tahar. And the reason is because the space of the hole in the wall is not considered part of the actual space of the chest. It's like its own entity. And since it's not a tefach by a tefach opened into the chest, the tumah can't come through it, because tumah only goes through openings that are a tefach by a tefach. Tumah be'avya, if you have tumah in the thickness of the walls and you have kelim, utensils in the actual chest, then kelim shebesechei tahayim. Kelim that are in the main chest are going to be tahar for the same reason, because the space in the wall is considered its own ayhel, and we don't have a pesach, which is a tefach by a tefach, to bring the tumah into the main section of the chest. Rabbi Yossi says, mechza lemechza. Rabbi Yossi says, you know, we look at the thickness of the wall of the chest, half and half, the inner half towards the interior of the chest is considered part of the interior, and therefore if there's tumah on the inner half of the wall, it would be metame what's in the inner part of the wall, whereas if it's tumah on the outside, we would contribute it to the outside and it would be metahir. If let's say this chest now was indoors, until now we discussed when it's outdoors, now we're going to talk about when it's indoors. Tumah b'seicha, if there's tumah inside the main area of the chest, habayis tame, the house would be tamei. And even if the chest is entirely closed, the house is going to be tamei, like we're going to explain soon. Tuma bevayis, if there's tuma in the house, masha besaycha, that which is inside of the chest, tahar, it's going to be tahar, because since the chest, if it's large enough to hold 40 saw, is not considered a kli, it's considered an ohel. In that case, it's an ohel which protects that which is inside of it. So if it's a smaller type of an ohel, a smaller type of a chest, then it would be like any other utensil that becomes tame along with whatever else is in the house. But here we're talking about a chest which is so large, has 40 saw, that it's considered its own rishus, its own ohel. In that case, it will be tar, shederecha tumah latzeis, because we have our rule that tumah likes to go out, tumah doesn't like to find more areas in the house to go to. So therefore, if there's tumah inside this chest, it will leave the migdol and go into the house. But v'ein dakali kanes, but it's not going to go, if there's tumah in the house, it won't try to go into this new ohel, into the chest. Kelim shebeinai levein haaretz. What if there's kelim in the house which are between this chest and the ground of the house? Or shebeinai levein hakoisel, if it's between the chest and the ceiling of the house. Or shebeinai levein hakoisel, or if it's between the chest and the walls, or the roof. Then, im yesham, if there is there between the box and the chest and these areas, paseach tefach, the distance of a tefach, temeim, and the kelim that are in between that area will be tamei, because the tumah in the house will go through and will go into that area as well. But v'im lav, and if there is not a paseach tefach, there's not a tefach space between the chest and the walls or the roof or the floor, the kelim are going to be tahirin, tahar. Because since it's a separate oihel, we now look at that area as if it's not a tefach wide. And if it's not a tefach wide, tumah doesn't go into there. Tumah sham. What if there's tumah in between the chest and those areas? Then habayis tamei. The bayis is going to be tamei, because the derech of tumah is to go out into the larger area, which is the house.